Maintain awareness of all your bodily activity and movement, means kayanupassana, within the present moment to cultivate your daily mindfulness until it is very stable. So this training of the mind in kayanupassana is to slow down your habitual thinking. So slowing down the habitual thinking is not easy. But not the action and movement. Action and movement can be normal because you have to live in the condition of the real world. Real world, everything cannot become very slow. If everything become very slow, I tell you, a lot of things will go wrong. Like you eat that time, they say eat mindfully. Eating, 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 chewing, chewing, chewing. Swallowing, swallowing, swallowing. You work for a company or somebody, and you go and do this, you think you got time. Your lunch break is only at the most 1 hour or 1.5 hour. You have to drive there, you have to order, sometimes you have to wait. Then you eat like that, people look at you and you become very odd. Then not only that, everything got intentional, intention to eat. Intention to stand, intention to walk, intention to do things. Find out for yourself, don't be gullible. You think everything also got intention. When you wake up that time, you got intention to wake up or not? Huh? You got intention to wake up? Don't have that. Then how you go to the toilet? Your bladder call, you think you got intention to do all these things? By the time you finish all the noting and the intention, the pee also come out already. Understand? So please find out for yourself. When you aware, you will understand. You no need to note the intention. When the Buddha talked about the evil roots of greed, hatred, that is to see the evil root in your intention behind you do things. Understand? Not every action, every movement. The Buddha never say note the intention. No. The Buddha say everything you do, aware. Finish. Understand? No? So don't be gullible. So when people tell you something, find out for yourself. Of course, have an open mind is very good. But don't be gullible. Understand? No? When you find out already, you realize this one doesn't match. You just let things be. I also started by exposing myself to the so-called vipassana everything. But I cannot do one. I go in. I didn't even really try. Well, I look at it, then I realize this is not what I understand and want to do. So I just naturally relax. Then I fall into anapanasati by itself. Means from past life. Then the anapanasati just come. Nobody even teach me what is anapanasati. But the breathing just happened. Like I share with you all, I heard the talk from the late Chief Reverend K. Sri Damanada, first day at the university. Then he pointed towards the brain here. He said, look inside. I don't know how to meditate. First time I went back, I said, to me it's like half an hour, but I have been sitting there 4 hours. And I went into the formless drive. Then how you explain all this? Then when I see that, I know how to go into anapanasati. Nobody told me that. Talk also never mentioned anapanasati. Then how did all this happen? So all this is like meant to be. So whatever that is familiar to you from your past will surface. Then you check. If this is the correct way and can help you develop the understanding, then make use of it. If not, please, have an open mind to listen attentively, then understand, then give it a try. You got nothing to lose. If it doesn't work, maybe you wasted some time, but it does not harm you. That's why the Buddha told the Kalamas. The Kalamas are a group of people during the Buddha's time. So many religious teachers came and passed. Then one day, they heard Sakyamuni Buddha, fully enlightened, is here. So they intend sincerely to ask Sakyamuni. He said, how do we know which is the correct teaching? Sakyamuni, very good. He said, First thing first, don't believe anything that is spoken, even by me, or any great religious teacher, or anybody tell you is from the scripture or what. Whatever they tell you to do, ask yourself two questions. If I do, I follow, does it harm me? Does it harm others? If it does not harm you, does not harm others, give it a try. No karmic implication does not bring about any karmic negativity. So, no harm. And if it really works, well and good. Blessing. So, this is how you check. So, this understanding has been passed down. So, later on, when I develop the understanding, I apply it to the thought. A lot of people believe their thought, like Sui say. This should not have happened. The thought tell you what? And to you, your thought is your friend, isn't it? How can your thought lie to you? It has been the instrument for you all this while, since birth until now. No? So you listen to the thought, but it's a wrong thought. What happened? You suffer. So when you question your thought means what? Like the Buddha said, if I follow this thought, develop the anger and say all these which are not a reality, does it harm you? Definitely harm you, right? Make you miserable, suffer, right? That's how you check, understand? Apply to the thought. But if it's a wholesome thought, like Sui, he reflected, he contemplated, then he decided not to follow this one, then he applied gratitude. He said, acceptance. I accept what happened. Okay? Then contemplate in a positive manner to embrace everything. This is better to have happened now, understand? Or it may be worse. Or luckily left hand, not right hand. So these are the what they call skillful means to actually make you feel better, because you haven't really had that wisdom to accept. Well, when you accept means you understand this. What is the reality? Like the Buddha said, whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. Finish. Understand? So, the reality already said cannot be otherwise. That's why it's what is the reality. Then, he said, the fifth daily contemplation, we are all born our karma, heir to our karma, conditions support the world. We are what we are with our karma. So, whatever happened, definitely something to do with karma. Understand? Like what happened to the lady from India. Very obvious. So what happened is, when you understand, acceptance first. Yeah, this is a reality, you cannot change. Condition like that, things will be like that. And when you accept, you don't react, you don't develop anger, don't blame, don't do all the foolish things that thought tell you, understand? And then, all the right thought become your virtue, understand? No negativity. That's why this one doesn't harm you. Practice it, understand? Cultivate it. Use it. Humility, respect, honesty, sincerity.